The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi, my name is Lila. I'm from Arkansas, and I am 17 years old, but when I was 13, my mother passed away. My mother was mentally ill, and she was always, which made me and her very close. And when she passed away due to addiction problems, it ripped me up. And I always felt like she was still here, but it wasn't in a very direct manner. Like she was only active at certain times. And even then she was pretty much gone. I want to tell you about a couple experiences that I had right after she died. And I had to find them first because they were written in a journal somewhere. So the first one, which I don't think had anything to do with her necessarily, was right after she died, my stepdad and I, he flew in from California, and it was just he and I in her house. And he was upstairs in the back room watching TV, and I was downstairs in the back room watching TV. And it was a pretty big house. It was just she and I in it most of the time because my stepfather traveled for work. So we were alone. And some weird stuff had happened when I was a kid. Sometimes I would be cleaning the kitchen, and if I sang, not if I had on actual music, but if I sang, I would hear footsteps coming from the bathroom that was right across from the kitchen. It would sound like somebody was walking out. And it always kind of freaked me out. And I stopped singing in the kitchen shortly after that, and I would turn on music just so I didn't have to hear any footsteps. And I always thought that maybe it was my mother walking around upstairs, but her room was not above that room. In fact, it was our bathroom, but nobody walked. It was basically a wall separating the bathroom and the guest room, so there was nobody walking there for obvious reasons. And one night I was down there, and this is shortly after she died. I think it was maybe the night of the funeral. And I was watching TV, and I could see there were two French doors, and the French doors were open leading out to the dining room. The kitchen was right off that. And the lights were kind of dim, but I could still see things. And something out of the corner of my eye, I watched somebody, it looked like a bald man, like an old man, maybe in his 50s, but still fit, just wearing a white button-up T-shirt, maybe from work, walking straight into the kitchen. And this house is old. I mean, it used to be three apartments. There are stairs and extra doors everywhere all over the house because it used to be in so many different sections. And I saw this man walk into the kitchen, and I thought it was my stepdad, but I was like, that's strange. He's a big guy. He wouldn't just walk around in a T-shirt. So I went into the back kitchen, and I didn't see him. And I was like, okay, I need to check this out. So I went upstairs and I said, hey, did you just walk into the kitchen? He was like, no, I didn't just go in the kitchen. I said, well, somebody just did. Somebody's in his house. And so he was really freaked out. And we walked all around that house. I mean, went in and out of every room and did not see anybody. And all the doors were still locked. And it's such an old house that the locks make a lot of noise. And they're really, especially the back door, which is in the kitchen, is really hard to unlock. And nothing, it wasn't unlocked or anything. In fact, the key was still on the hook. So it wasn't like anybody could have left. And after that, we just kind of let it go and didn't speak of it again. Well, I was 15, and it was a couple months before the 2-year anniversary of my mom's death, which was November 3rd. This went from October all the way until late December. It first started when one night I was on the phone with my boyfriend, and I was standing outside my room, and I basically, you go outside my room and you have stairs going straight down to the kitchen. We have two staircases. They both lead up to a single room. There's sort of like a little hallway, but not really. It's just like, it's basically like a little balcony. And I hang out, I have a little rack up there and I hang clothes up on it. So I was out there talking to my boyfriend, and I heard somebody say my name from behind me on the stairs, whispering it. And I thought it was my little brother because he didn't want to disturb me while I was on the phone. And I turned around and everything would be there. Well, I just figured, okay, whatever, they're just screwing with me. So I went back inside and in my room. And then later at dinner, I said, hey, did anybody need me for something? And they said, no, we haven't been on your side of the house. And I'm basically, it's just me and the TV room on this side of the house. And we call it the silo because I'm just so cut off from the rest of the house. And then everybody else was on the other side. They were in the kitchen and the living room, and nobody was over by me. And so I just thought that was weird. And then another night, I came home from work around 10:30, and I was laying in bed, and I heard chairs moving downstairs. And like one of them was being pushed out. I figured it might've been the dogs, but we got a new table and I can't climb through the bars like that. And it was so late, they already would have climbed out from dinner. So, cause sometimes they get into there while we're eating. So I went down there the next morning, and my stepmom's chair had been moved out like somebody was about to sit in it. And my mom and my stepmom did not get along at all. And shortly after, a few days after, my stepmom moved out. They were separated. They're currently divorced, but they were separated at that point. And I thought that was really weird that something like that was happening. This was all right by my mom's death. One night, we had an old landline that I used to call my boyfriend on. And one night, the phone was in my room, and I didn't hear it ring at all. I think I heard it ring. And then I went upstairs to get it, and it stopped ringing, so I figured he'd hung up on me or whatever. So I called him back, and he said, did you just answer the phone? And I said, no. And he's like, somebody just answered the phone and breathed into the phone. And I was like, that wasn't me. And there's only one phone, though, is the problem. And I was downstairs at dinner with everybody whenever he called, so it's not like anybody else could have answered the phone. And we never figured out, but he said he heard breathing, just like somebody picked up the phone, and then they hung up on him. The fourth one, the radio turned on. I have an old stereo in my room. It's an old stereo. It's probably from the early 2000s. But one night it turned on by itself, and that's never happened. That's never happened. Another time there was an electrical surge. Everything else in my room was fine and on. Another night I was laying in bed, and I heard somebody, like, it was like my mom's pitter patter of her feet. And, she always walked around barefoot, and she was kind of heavy, so she waddled a little bit. It wasn't really heavy. She was just old, but she waddled around a little bit. And it was exactly her, it was her footsteps, and I was hearing them walking underneath my room and some, and like on the first like 4 or 5 stairs, but she never got above that. And I never called out to her. I never said, "Hey mom, is that you?" Because I'm a pagan, and I've learned that if it does not feel exactly like the spirit that you know it is, you don't mess with it. At least that's what I've always decided. And I've never contacted her. I just decided not to, because my mom, honestly, I feel like that's a sort of it was a release for her, because she could not escape the mental illness. And it didn't seem to matter. She was borderline bipolar disorder, and that's very hard to treat. And she wouldn't accept that was the issue. She always thought it was something else. So I just decided to let mom, you know, hopefully in death, she was herself again and she felt better. And I really hope that's how she feels. And I think that she was just around for that period of time because things were really chaotic. And it was right around her death day, and I needed her really bad. So tell me what you think, and if that was my mom or if that was whoever it was. But I definitely feel like the spirit that was in my mom's house originally, that was not her. So thank you, guys. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.